Well, we're into the final full week of campaigning in the US presidential election race. Will Joe Biden of the Democratic Party win, or will Donald Trump do as he did in 2016, defy the odds and win the White House for a second term? Campaigning goes on. The Vice President, Mike Pence, has continued to tour the country despite positive coronavirus tests on his team. He and his wife tested negative yesterday. Donald Trump told supporters in New Hampshire that the country was turning a corner with the pandemic, despite recording record numbers of infections and rising hospital admissions. Joe Biden held no public events over the weekend. We are joined now by Professor Liam Kennedy, who is director of the Clinton Institute for American Studies at UCD. Professor Kennedy, you're very welcome. And both men are in the vital swing states campaigning. Polls which show Biden at 51%, Trump at 43%, they're a snapshot in time. Could things be tighter than we think they are?
Thanks. Good morning. Yes, I think things probably are a bit tighter. Three key states you're alluding to there, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, proved to be the three most important states when polling was almost completed 4 years ago. And we think they could be almost as important this time around. I think there are some signs that the race is tightening in the last week. That also happened 4 years ago. However, most of the polls would suggest that Biden has a strong lead and it's going to be more difficult this time for Donald Trump. Last time around, the polls aired, especially the state-led polls. They weren't calibrated to read for education as they should have been. And there were many non-college voters who decided to vote for Donald Trump, but they were invisible to the pollsters. That's an interesting error, but it has been recalibrated. I don't see that error appearing in the polling, and it looks like Biden's fingers are much more stable than were those of Hillary Clinton.
But if we've learned anything over the last 4 years, is that Donald Trump is not to be underestimated on any account. And will Joe Biden, will the Democrats worry, like in 2016, that their voters will stay at home?
They will. They'll worry about a lot of things. There's great nervousness amongst the Democrats despite these fairly positive polls. And there's two major reasons for that. The first is that in 2000, the polling went all the way to the wire in Florida. And the Democrats ultimately lost to the Supreme Court. So there's a real nervousness that this election could go in that direction. That's one reason. The second reason is, of course, what you're alluding to there, is that in 2016, they didn't expect to lose. It was a shock to them. It was a shock to many political institutions in the United States, but particularly it was a shock to the Democratic Party. They've had to rebuild in many ways, and I think the nervousness, the shock, the trauma from that has not entirely receded. But I should add yet another issue, and that is that there's great uncertainty around the legitimacy of this election because, unfortunately, the current president has created that uncertainty. He believes that's in his interest. And so all of his claims that mail-in ballots may be fraudulent, etc., that too is creating uncertainty, and really not only for Democrats.
Yeah, and what's known about that early voting, Liam, at the moment? How strong is it across the country? What might that indicate?
The early voting is tremendous in historical terms. It really is, as is the mail-in voting. Now, obviously, mail-in voting is going to be very high this year because we have coronavirus and a lot of people do not want to stand in long queues to vote. So we think that probably we're going to have twice the volume of mail-in voting this year, which itself puts a huge strain on the systems, not least on the postal system. But early voting itself is also up in very, very large numbers. There's a theory, more than that, I think this is the case, that a lot of that early voting probably is more likely to be pro-Democrat than pro-Republican, but that in itself doesn't, you know, really matter at the end of the day. But it does give a sense of urgency, I think, to the Republicans in terms of getting their vote out on the day. They believe that their biggest portion of the vote will turn up physically at the polls. And so they're driving very hard on that, and especially, of course, in the swing states.
OK, well, good to talk to you this morning. And thank you very much, Professor Liam Kennedy, director of the Clinton Institute for American Studies at UCD, as the United States enters the final full week of campaigning in the presidential race, voting on November the 3rd.